Tomorrow, Emir Tzashem, we will be learning the famous Haftarah Vayidaber David, which is read Parshas Hazinu when it comes out between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and it's read on Shvi Shal Pesach. The parak is very similar to Tehillim Parak Yilches, with differences which the Mefarshim and Masber. We would like to focus today on a pasuk in Haftarah, pasuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis. Mainly Chof Beis. The Navi says, Yigmaleini Hashem Kititkasi. Yigmaleini Hashem Kititkasi. Kadosh Baruch Hu should pay me, should give me back what I deserve, Kititkasi, for my tzitkus. Kivori Yodai, for the cleanliness of my hands. Yoshivli, he should return me. My hands were clean. I didn't sully my hands with improper things, with stolen money, or who knows what, Rahman al-Islam. And therefore Hashem should pay me back. Now, why is David asking to be rewarded for what he did? So the Kli Yakar of Shmuel Aniyado is Masber. The Pshat in this pasuk is, David HaMelech is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please reward him with another mitzvah, with more opportunities to do the right thing. Yigmaleini Hashem Kitzitkasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please reward me with the same thing as my tzitkas itself. Just like I did stalka. So to give me more stock, give me more opportunities to do the right thing. Givor Yadai Yashavli, help me continue to have clean hands. Continues the pasuk, Ki Shamarti Darchei Hashem, because I have guarded the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'loi Rashati Me'eloi Koi, and I did not sin, I did not act wicked, Me'eloi Koi, from my God. Now, Mefarshim are concerned and bothered. The pasuk should have said, "V'loy rashati le'eloi koi." I did not sin to my God. What does it mean, "V'loy rashati me'eloi koi"? I did not sin. I did not become wicked. Me'eloi koi, from my God. What's the pshat me'eloi koi with a mem as opposed to a lamed? So the Radak, Marikra, the Metzudis, our Masber, that "V'loy rashati me'eloi koi" means I did not leave the path of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi rashati lo yotzasi. I did not leave me'eloi koi. I did not leave being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ralbag is masbered even more, along the same mahalach, but a little bit more. He says, tzitkus means a tzaddik is someone that goes on the path of Hashem. A rasha means leaving the path of Hashem. Rishus is straying, is wandering away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tzitkus is being dovuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, again, the pasuk says, "V'lei rashati me'eloi koi," because a rasha, he's always moving away from Hashem. So again, that's the first mehalach, the pasuk pshat. The Malbim has a beautiful pshat. The Malbim is not on Shmuel. There is no Malbim on this parak in Shmuel. Instead, he saved it for the similar parak in Tehillim, Kapitel Yurches. Over there, it is in the same psukim, Chof Aleph and Chof Beis. The Malbim says, you might think that which I am not a rasha, that which I do the right thing, maybe it's because I have arrived at the intelligent conclusion that it's good to act this way. It's not good to behave in a fashion of a rasha. I've come to that conclusion in my mind. I think I like that behavior. I agree with the Torah, and that's why I'm acting like that. Or, says the Malbim, you might think, says David, the reason why I act this way is because I'm just a good guy. I was born with good nature, and I find it very difficult to sin. Says David, no, that's not why. Really, I am noita to do averis, and maybe I wouldn't. My doing averis, I maybe would think that this is something that I do want to do. I wouldn't necessarily think there's something I don't want to do. The reason why I do not sin, the reason why I'm not a rasha, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me. It's all because I listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He reigns supreme in my mind. I might want to sin. I might be inclined to sin. But because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that stops me from doing averis. That's the pshat of the Malbim. However, the Ksav Soifer and Parshas Hazinu and the Kli Yakar from Shmuel Aniyado on this pasuk, the Pirush HaNavi, they both explain another mahalach. V'loi rashati me'eloi koi, Look at Ksav Sofer and the Kliyakar. Leirashati Melekai means, David HaMelech says, I know that everything, all my successes, all the wars that I won, were not Koichi Va'oitzim Yadi. Sheker Hasus Lishashua. Ein HaMelech Noisha Berav Chayil. The reason why I won the war was all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not just my physical successes are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even my spiritual conquests, even when I'm Matzliach and Ruchnius, I know it's all with the help of the Rabbi Shalom, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizroi, Lo Yocherloi. If Hashem wouldn't help, you wouldn't be able to do anything. You wouldn't be able to win over the Yetzirah. He's a vakish la'amisa. He's looking for the tzaddik to yimach shalom all the time. It's only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. So meila, that's the pshat. V'loi rashati, I was not a rasha. I did not sin. I was not wicked. Me'e Elokai, that was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He helped me stay on the right path. He helped me be good. He helped me not fall. I would not have been able to do it on my own. On my own, I would have been a rasha. It was only with a special siyata d'shmaya that I was able to go along and not be sitting bechlal, and that's why I was able to be matzliach. That's the Ksav Sefer and the Kliyakar Amazber. I want to add to this, in this vein, to add something. The Yalkut Shemayni on the Haftarah, when the Pasuk says, a little bit later on in the Haftarah, Erdefa oivai v'ashmideim, David says, I would like to chase after my enemies, destroy them. And the Yalkut Shemayni says on this Pasuk, Arba Malachim, there were four kings. Mashatov Azeh Loi Tov Azeh, what this king requested, this king demanded, the other kings did not demand. Every king demanded something else. Ve'elohim, these are the four kings. David, Ve'asa, Yehoshaphat, Ve'chizkiyo. Four famous tzaddikim from Malcha Yehuda. David Omar, David said, I'm paraphrasing, Erdefa Oyvai Va'ashmidim. I would like to run after my enemies and destroy them. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yosekein, no problem, I'll help you do that. Shenemar, Vayakim David, Mehaneshe V'yadar. David indeed destroyed physically, he personally got involved and destroyed his enemies. Omad Asa V'omer, Asa Melech Yehuda, the tzaddik said, Ein bi koyach larig, I don't have the strength to destroy, to kill my enemies. Ela Ani Roidef, I will chase. I can do the running. But Hashem, you please do the killing. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yosef came. I'll do that for you. Shenemar. But you're the fame. Asa, Omer She'imoi. Asa chased after the enemy. And then it says, Ki Nishbiru Lifnei Hashem. Ki Nishbiru Lifnei Asa Engsiv Kan Elo Ki Nishbiru Lifnei Hashem. But their actual falling and being destroyed was not done by Asa. That was a nay straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omad Yehoshaphat V'Omad Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda got up and said, Ein bi koyach loy laharoig v'loy lirdoif. I don't have the strength to kill or even to chase after them. El ha'reini oimer shira. Yehoshaphat said, I'm just going to say shira Hashem. V'ato oisa. And you do everything. Omad HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani oisa kein shenemar. U'be'esa chelu. Marino, as soon as they began to sing, Nosan Hashem Me'ayvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the other ones, Me'arvim, excuse me, Me'arvim, that they were besieged by Klai Yisrael with no effort, no work. Omar Chizkiyov Omar, Ein bi koyach loy laharoy, I don't have the strength to kill, v'loy lirdoiv, not to chase, v'loy loy mashira, el hareini yoshem b'mitasi, I'm just going to sleep and stay in my bed. V'ata ois, and Hashem, you do everything. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani ois Kain. I agree. I'll do that for you. Shenemar, V'yetzi Malach Hashem, V'yach, B'machane Asher. This was the night of Pesach. Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Klal Yisrael went to sleep with Emunah, B'tochen, without even singing. Just Emunah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for them. Out came a Malach and destroyed the camps of Sancheir Melech Asher. Now, of course, on one hand, we know there's no question, David HaMelech is the greatest, and everything else, as you read the Sadaris, David was able to do more. But Lemaisa, of greater nace is happening as the Daris go on. it's more difficult, it's harder, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects less from us. And therefore, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, at his door already, all he could do was go to sleep, with perfect emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for him. The Rachayim HaKadosh brings this medrash, which we just learned on the Pasuk in tomorrow's Kriya. Hashem Yilochem Lochem V'atem Tacharishon. Hashem says, all I need you to do is to be on the Madrega of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the greatest Madrega in Amuna, without doing any effort. Afilu b'tfila Ein Lochem Koyach. Even if you have no koyach to do tfila. Tacharishon. Just be quiet. Just be silent. V'hu Yilochem Lochem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do everything for us. I was speaking to my cousin, Noam Kahana, last night, and he told me right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael in a certain sense, Vatem Tacharishon, you can't even daven the way you're used to davening. You have mass on your faces. You can't assemble and feel in the normal way. Shem Yilochem Lachem Vatem Tacharishon. The biggest madrega, just stay in your beds and have a muna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do everything for you. So here we have, going back to what we said, to realize how much everything is pashut only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything we do, even our tefillah, that's what we're supposed to be learning, even our tefillah, even our ruchni yisdika atzlacha, is all only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi rashati me'elekoi, that which I do not sin, that which I'm able to be strong and from, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because really, All I need to really work on is just to realize that it's Elikai, to realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yilochem Lachem, V'atem Tacharishon. That's the yisoid of it all, is to realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do want to say, of course, that along with this is the flip side. Flip side is, of course, the Mechayiv to go along and do our Ruchni Yizdikei Hishtadlus. The Ruchayim Shvalevitz and Sichas Musar, in two places, he speaks about this. To share with you a drop of it, it's in Maimer Chav Dalid. Yogati Umetzasi, some very famous concepts. Yogati Umetzasi. You have to go along in Torah and toil and work very hard, but you still have to realize at the end, Umetzasi is just a Metzia from Hashem. So you have though to do the work, but at the end you have to know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, famous concept. Ani, Rabbi Chunyim and Akana says, we say this at the end of our Jewish Torah day. Anu amelim v'heim amelim. Anu amelim mekal b'sachar v'heim amelim v'eiru mekal b'sachar. And the pshat is that they do not get schar for the work; they get schar only for results. But we get schar for the work. We're mechuyev to go along, and put in as much work as we can. When it comes to ruchnius, all the ishtalus be machmer on ishtalus, and to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us reward based on that, but the actual success is a present, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings an amazing rush. The Gemara says in the Darim, Omar Rabbi Echron, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masra Shechinasai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow someone to become a Navi, Ela Gibor V'Ashir V'Chacham V'Onu. There are four prerequisites to being a Navi, to be a Gibor, Ashir, Chacham V'Onu, they're all learned from Moshe. And the Gemara goes on to prove how all four of these things were by Moshe. Now, Gibar. How do we know Gibar was one of the Milas of Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, Nadar, Naflam, and Ches, Tiksiv, Vayifroi, Sesa Oyel, that Moshe Rabbeinu spread the oil over the whole Mishkan. The Rush asks Akasha, why doesn't, the Rush Nadar asks Akasha, why doesn't the Gemara bring a Raya from something Lachar even more mighty, from the Krushim? He was able to lift up the Pasuk says by Yaakov Moshe es Hamishkan. He actually lifted up the crusher, which were incredibly heavy. It's much harder than just pulling over the oil. As I frekt the rush. So the Mashah Nakamara says he doesn't see the kasha b'chlal. The Medrash tells us the Moshe said Hashem, I can't do the crusher; it's too difficult. So Hashem told him, you just do a little action, and I'll do it all. And it happened from itself. And the Medrash brings a raya from a pasuk that it happened on its own. So Mela says, the Mashah, the reason why the Gemara didn't bring a raya from the Krashim, because Moshe didn't do it. So you don't see any gvur over there. And therefore, the Gemara needed to bring the pasuk of the oil. So Chaim Shalevitz, I'll tell you what was bothering the Rosh. Because if you look in the Medrash Tanchuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu fell down. He felt disappointed that he wasn't involved in Melachas HaMishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, it's all going to be called on your name. Rashi brings this in Chumash a little bit. It's all going to be called on your name. Why? Because you're going to be the one who's going to do the Hakamos HaMishkan. You're going to lift up the Krashim. Now, if the Krashim was not at all with his involvement, it was just an ace, so how does that make him satisfied? Why does he feel any better? He didn't do anything. It must be that the Pshat of the Tanchuma, and this is how the Rush learned, the Pshat of the Tanchuma is that Moshe Rabbeinu did everything he can, put in all his effort, all his strength, everything he was able to into picking up the Mishkan. He gave his full hishtadlus into the ruchnis of picking up the Mishkan, to physically pick up the Mishkan. He still wouldn't be able to without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. So that's why the Medrash says that a nes happened, he was able to pick it up. But you do see from here, and that's why the Rush was bothered, you do see from here the tremendous gvura which Moshe Rabbeinu did to put in all his effort to focus all his strength on lifting up the Mishkan. That is what it means when Chazal speak about Gibor. It doesn't mean to be physically strong. It means to give it your best. Ezeu Gibor, our Kavish Yitzroy, doesn't mean you're strong. It means Kavish Yitzroy is someone who does his best, then Hashem will help him get his Yetzer Hara. Or when Chazal say that Nevuah is Shairan a Gibor, it means someone who puts in all his effort, who uses all of his strength according to his capability, then Hashem will gift him with Nevuah. So coming back to the pasuk which we began with, we could add something now to the Ksav Sofer and the Kli Yakar. Why? We said that they say, Yigmaleni Hashem kitzit kasi, kivoy yadai yashiv li, ki shamati darchi Hashem, veloy rashati me'eloi koi. We said that they explained, I did not sin, and that was a gift from Hashem. Well, if it was a gift from Hashem that they didn't sin, so I have a kasha. Why is David HaMelech saying, Hashem reward me? If it was all from Hashem, why should he be rewarded from Hashem? In the previous pasuk, he said, Yigmaleni Hashem tzidkasi, kevoy yadayosh, Hashem reward me. Whatever the reward was, he explained before Abshat what the reward is. But how could you dare ask for a reward if you know it wasn't you, Bechlal? It was all Hashem. Teretz is, according to where we're explaining, it's very geschmack. David HaMelech says, I did everything I can. I put in all of my hishtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did my best to do your ratzon. And I was successful only because of you. V'loy rashati, the reason why I still wasn't the Rasha, even though I put in all my work, I know that was you. I wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. But I did my best. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve reward for having put in my effort. And of course, this is similar to the very famous Vart that the Veld says, different Mepharshim say, at the end of Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Beis, the Pasuk says, Achaz Diber Elikim, Shtayim Zu Shamati, Ki Ois Elikim, Ulecha Hashem Chaser, and to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is attributed kindness, Ki Atot Tishalim Leish Ki Maaseyu, because you reward everybody according to his action. And Mepharshim, I'll ask, why is it considered such a chesed of Hashem to give a person reward for what he did? If he did it, he deserves it. Why shouldn't he get it? Why is it such a special chesed? So there's different ways the Olam is masber this. We'll say it now based on what we said with the following gnach. Why does the pasuk say, ki ata tashalem l'ish kim ma'aseyu? Pasuk should have said, ki ata tashalem l'ish ma'aseyu. You pay him for his action. What's like his action? Teretz is, let's go back to the beginning. Achas diber elikim. There's one mitzvah. Every mitzvah is its own individual mitzvah. Shtayim zu shamati. But I understand, again, this is based on Mepharshim, I understand that there's two parts to every mitzvah. What are the two parts? There's the part that I have to do, and there's the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim. There's the part that I can do on my own for my effort, with my focusing on the mitzvah. That will never be enough. There's the second part, the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim. So again, achas diber elikim. Every mitzvah is its own individual mitzvah. Shtayim zu shamati, but I understand there's two parts. Ki oiz elikim, because the success of the mitzvah is only if Hashem is going to help me. Ulecha Hashem chesed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still do to me tremendous chesed. Ki ata teshalim le'ish. Because you reward a person. Ki ma'aseyu. As if it was all him. Even though it wasn't all him. That's the kaf. Ki ma'aseyu. As if it was all his ma'isa. Even though it wasn't. Mela, that's the pshat in the Navi again. Yigbaleini Hashem tzidkasi. Kivo yada yashav li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reward me. Give me. Protect me, help me, give me more mitzvahs, help me continue this way, because of my work. What's my work? Ki shamarti darchei Hashem, I guarded, I did my best. V'loy reshati me'elokai, and I know at the same time, the fact that I was successful and I didn't sin was only because of your help. Luli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azrei Le'acholai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us, stay focused. We know that all we can really do, all our work is really going to be just in the Amunah. If it's davening, it will be the Amunah of the Tefillah. If it's a mitzvah, it will be the Amunah of the Tefillah. We're going to be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we focus on. We do our best. We put in all our koich. We have an act of Gevurah, which Gevurah means to involve all of ourselves, all of our koich, to do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know that we never do any mitzvahs. We never have a single Tefillah which is ours, which we did, which we were successful in. It was only with your help. Ki ois le'elekim. But since, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Baal HaChesed, you give a schar for everything, so please help us as if it was all ours, and give us continuous reward. We should be able to continue serving you, continue being mechazik and emuna. Hashem yilochim lechem, v'atem tacharishon, a good yom tif.